Going back to the very, very beginning of the daf, where the Gemara said that Turnus Rufus HaRasha once met Rabbi Akiva. He told Rabbi Akiva, I understand. How is it that Jews give charity? Don't you realize when you give tzedakah, you're doing mamish the ergste zach in the world. It's like the worst thing that you could possibly do is give tzedakah. He says, why? He says, to the contrary, I'm helping out Hashem's kindlech. He says, no, it's terrible. And he said, emshel lecha mashal ma davadayim. I'll explain it to you in a mashal. There was a king that was very, very upset at one of his avadim, and he threw him into Beis HaAsurim. And he said, any person that gives him to eat and any person that gives him to drink is going to be in very, very big trouble. And one person went and he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink. He said, what did the king did to him? He was so angry at him. He was Klal Yisrael. So he said, Klal Yisrael are avodim. Pasuk says, you should know this. Keep believing that Yisrael avodim. So if you're avodim, that means if Hashem is punishing another yid, it's the equivalent of taking his eved, putting him into a Beis HaAsurim, saying nobody take care of him, but you going ahead and take care of him, Hashem is going to be angry at you. Rabbi Akiva said to an Nesrufus, you have it all wrong. He said, I'm going to tell you another mashal. There was a king who had a son, and his son did something wrong. And the king, he didn't really want to punish his son, but he had to punish his son. Because he just had to, just for Shloim Malchus, in order for things to go the way they need to go, he didn't have much of a choice. So begrudgingly, he took his son and he threw him into Beis HaAsurim. And he said, no one give him to eat, no one give him to drink. But it was a wink, wink. He really knew what he wanted. And he was so worried. He wanted to make sure his son was going to be taken care of. And then a person came and he took care of his son. He says, what do you think the king's reaction is going to be? You think he's going to be angry at him? If I can't, he's going to be so happy with him. He's going to give him mamish, all the dayan, all the gifts he could possibly give. So he said, Klal Yisrael are not avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael are bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. And when a yid gives tzedakah, what he's doing is he's helping one of Hashem's children. And when you help one of Hashem's children, you're going to get the biggest bracha that you can possibly give. So Turnus Rufus heard Rabbi Akiva said, but he came back like a lamman. So one sec, Rabbi Akiva. We have a stira between these two psukim, right? One pasuk says ki libnei Yisrael avodim. The other pasuk says banu matam l'Hashem alekeich. How do we reconcile it? See, he's a muzai that sometimes they're not banim and sometimes they're avodim. What does it depend on? Probably depends on the way they behave. So if they're behaving like banim, they're banim. If they're behaving like avodim, they're going to be considered avodim. Right? Who was Turnus Rufus Mechavim to? Rav Yehuda. Bismanche noyagin minig bonim, they're bonim. Minig avadim, they're avadim. So he says, no, right now, right this second, Rabbi Akiva, look at the world around you, it's falling apart. There's no way you're being noyag minig bonim now. Obviously, you're being noyag minig avadim now. That means today, my muscle is the better tzusha. You can't do charity because all the tzedakah that you did is going to actually be making it worse. And Rabbi Akiva gave him a teretz. And we spoke at the Marsha when we learned the Gemara. What was Rabbi Akiva's teretz? What was the oimik Rabbi Akiva's teretz? What do you mean? To tell him, he told him, he says to Turnus Rufus, you mechavet Rav Yehuda. I don't hold like Rav Yehuda. I hold like Rav Meir. I hold ben kach u ben kach kruyim banim. I, kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, we'll have that conversation another day. But we hold that Yidden are always called banim. And if Yidden are always called banim, that means there's always an Indian to go ahead and to do chesed with a Yid. Because there's no cheshmet, and now maybe the Yid is like the Evan in your muscle, Turnus Rufus HaRashna. Because the way it is ben kach u ben kach kruyim banim. So you say, Meris, a Dover Nifla comes out of this Gemara. That really, the gerecht that we have to give tzedakah, and the schus that we have from giving tzedakah, comes from what? It comes from the fact that ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim. Just explain it a little bit better. If it wasn't ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim, if sometimes we're banim, sometimes we're avadim, then before you give tzedakah, you would have to sit down, and you would have to figure out, who is this person? Is he a ben? Is he an eved? Which one of the two mishalim does he fall into? So it's for that reason we have a right to be indiscriminate when it comes to giving tzedakah. Because if you give tzedakah to a yid, it doesn't matter who the yid is. It doesn't matter how far he fell. He's always going to be Rabbi Akiva's mashal. He's not going to be Turnus Rufus HaRasha's mashal. The Chidah in his Pnei David and Parashas Re'ei teaches the pasuk. Nosoin titein loy. V'lo yeira levavcha. Says the Chidon. Nosoin titen loy. Chazal say you should give v'yachsev yitain. Right, give and give and give and give nachamo. It's a lashon of ribuy nesinois. So said the Chidon. Derech drush yesh loymar. Nosoin titen. Not give 100 times, but nosoin titen. Give to everybody. It doesn't matter who comes to you for tzedakah. Nosoin titen loy. V'lo yera levavcha. But don't feel bad. What does levavcha mean when we say in Kriyat Shema? Uvachal levavcha. Levavcha b'shnei yitzrecha. The Eitz Nahara is going to come to you. He's going to tell you, don't give tzedakah. Why not give tzedakah? Because, what do you mean? You want the money for yourself. But the Eitz Nahara is also going to come tell you not to give tzedakah. What's he going to say? He's going to tell you, turn the tzrufa sarashas inyan. This person you're giving tzedakah to? What do you mean? You can't give tzedakah to this person. This person, you want to give to a chashav yid, give to a chashav yid. But how do you know this person is a chashav yid? It could be the tzedakah that you're going to give is like yena moshel. It's going to end up being worse. Don't make that cheshbon. Don't let the Yetzahara, and also don't let the Yetzatayv come with a from a cheshbon. Because Ben Kachu, Ben Kach Kriyim Bonim, we pass like Rameyer. And because we pass like Rameyer, it doesn't matter who, what, when, where. Every time that you give tzedakah, he's helping the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're helping the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you always get a bigger bench. And just to end with this. This is a Dover Nifla Mamish. Talk about in base medrash beloy chiddush. And this inyan, which we've spoken about a few times. And that is, everybody knows that on Purim, there's a mitzvah to give tzedakah. Ad kidei kach. There's a mitzvah of matanos lav yoinim. And ad kidei kach, the Yishalmi says, ein medaktikim b'moyis Purim. Elo kol apoyshid yad noisin loy. We can appreciate this chazal much better in light of the gemaras we're learning now. Right? Yesterday's daf, we had the whole machloikis. If someone says parneseni, someone says kisuni. Right? You have to be very medaktik when it comes to giving tzedakah. But there's one day a year where ein medaktikim b'moyis. And that is on Purim. On Purim, it's kol apoyshid yad noisin loy. It doesn't matter who comes. Whoever comes for tzedakah, noisin loy, you're supposed to give. So the halakha chasam sofer said in the drasha. He said, what's the oimik? Why is this the one day of the year where kol apoyshid yad noisin loy? That we're not medaktik. It doesn't matter who comes. You're going to go ahead and you're going to give this person tzedakah. See, he says, the reason is, because we know the Purim story was a miracle. We've had many miracles. But there was something very, very unique about the miracle of Purim. What was unique about the miracle of Purim is it happened in the Choshech. It happened in a matzav of Hastara. It was a Hastara Shebetoich Hastara. This is one of the places where the Chasam Sofer says is Dover Nifla, where we spoke about last Purim. And that is that Chazal say that why did the whole Purim Gzeira happen? Either Sheshtachtu Letzelem, or it happened if Nesh Nenem Yisuda Sachashverish. Shtachtu Letzelem, we understand. That was Avodah Zarah. What's the tiefkeit of the fact that they were Nenem Yisuda Sachashverish? He says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Megillah, what was the chet? What was the sud of Achashverish? It was a Suda where Achashverosh was celebrating the fact that the Beis HaMikdash would not be rebuilt, right? That's why he took out all the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and he took out the big Deikuna. Suda's Achashverosh was a celebration of the end of the Jewish people. And it was Dafke then, where it was Venapachula Yehudim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed the Yidden. You can celebrate at a party, not just a party of bad things, a party that is literally celebrating the end of the Jewish people. And Afal Pikein, I'm going to show you that I love you. And I'm going to pull you out. And I'm going to bring to you a miracle that you're going to celebrate for generations. Va'advarim yudu'im va'atikin ve'ein kan. Hatzorich laharich. Sinsedich sam soifah. Purim was the yontif that showed the yid that it doesn't matter how low he falls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves him. He loves him like a father loves a son. It's the yontif that brings out more than any this inyan of Ben Kach Hu Ben Kach Kriyim Banim. There could be merudim goyim b'toich b'secha of Afal Pik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my Ahava never left you for one second. V'noichi Aster Haster Panim b'yem, who like the goyim says at the beginning of Esther, that even in the Hester Panim, Hashem says, I was never masich das from you. For what oid yodim etuya aleinu? Even in the matzav of the biggest hastara, Tunis Rufus comes, he says, oh, when the Yidden are in the dumps, then nothing. Hashem doesn't know. Purim story teichiach. That in Purim, we were in the dumps, we're in the lowest. You can't fall lower than being Nenem Yisudas HaKashverish in the world of the Chasam Sofer. That's the low point. But Afal Pikein, Oy Yoda Netuya Aleinu. So what do we do on Purim? On Purim, any person that comes to you, it doesn't matter who he is, and he says, Gemach HaBissel Tzedakah, you give him the Tzedakah. You know why? To bring out this inyan of Benkach Ubenkach. Ubenkach, Ubenkach. It doesn't matter who he is. What his cheshbon is, you can never be an Eved. You can never not be a Ben. You always fall into Rabbi Akiva's mashal. That's why the avoida of Purim is an avoida of kol apoyshid yad. Nice.